Top three games we'll play on So Grass and Dirt. But turn down the volume on Dick and Bird. Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! St. Paul admitting the law and life. And hitting rock bottom, drugs in the equine! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck Dick and Bird! Fuck!
Hello and welcome to this thing we call Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. Apparently, y'all like the episode that my favorite cousin and NBA 2K expert Joel and I did on the Timberwolves trade deadline. So we're having Joel back to review the trade deadline moves, starting with the Timberwolves. Joel, how are we doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain. You know, the Acclaim did lose the championship, but, you know, they're going to get it back. It's just going to end up
shirt?
A trio. No, this is the one that replaced the one I sent your daughter. So okay. I figured if I've got one of or two of anybody's shirt, I need to get rid of one because I literally have no more room for wrestling tees in my T-shirt drawer. Yep. And I have enough to wear more than one every day.
Yeah, there you go.
Anywho, we'll talk about AEW wrestling later on in the show. Let's get to the Timberwolves trade deadline deals. First, I just want to mention, I think they played the most beautiful basketball I've ever seen them play last night against the Mavericks with Kyrie Irving going
even though
off.
They caught it close. Yeah.
They did. They were up 26. They won by three, just like the Wolves tend to do. That's how we know. That's how we win games. But you know what? They would piss that lead away and lose last year. So, and this is without Karl Anthony Towns on the floor. And granted, there's a lot of chemistry that hasn't been created between Doncic and Kyrie Irving, but it doesn't seem to matter. You put the ball in their hands, they're going to score in the fourth quarter.
But our wings did a good job locking them up on that last play.
On the last play, it was fantastic. Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards were fantastic defensively, which you hardly ever get to say about Timberwolves players, which is, God, that feels good.
Yeah.
So, and it looks like Mike Conley's already paying off too, because I mean, the assists
are up. The ball.
Yeah, they were moving the ball so beautifully yesterday. It almost looked like they were playing like the rest of the league, you know?
I think once they sub out Prince for Kyle and that playmaking will be in there. It's going to be pretty beautiful to watch.
Well, Prince came in and hit a couple of big threes too.
Well, he started, but Kyle ended up playing more minutes and played a little bit better. But once they get him back in that lineup, he just fits so well with the guys.
Yeah. So what's your take on the big trade that happened? It broke me like minutes after we finished our damn
right
podcast.
When we got off, the first trade popped off.
Of course, we couldn't break this news live. Damn, son of a bitch. But let's just review. They traded D'Angelo Russell to the Lakers in a three-team deal. And we got back Mike Conley and another player and second-round picks, right?
Yeah. Alexander Walker and three picks.
Pretty good haul.
Three second round picks.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad trade. My thing was, why are we helping the Lakers and why are the Jazz helping us fill?
It was a little confusing. This trade?
It's like they own our pick unprotected this year. So why are they trying to make us better? Or are they trying to make us worse?
Or maybe they felt that they were improving enough that it didn't matter, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the thing, too, is why are we helping the Lakers who are behind us in the standings?
Who have been terrible since trading Westbrook. Yeah. I think 1-4 with D'Angelo
They're
Russell.
1-8 this season without Westbrook, which why is he the problem?
How is that possible?
if you go off the record, then they're 25-24. So
I guess that's why we don't go off the record, right?
I don't know. I love Westbrook. You know that.
Oh, I love him too. He was one of the best players to watch on television for, you know, a good 3 or 4 years. And I think it just age is catching up to everybody as it does, except for LeBron James.
Well, and that's the thing. They didn't let him play the way he should. LeBron definitely took that away from him. And,
right.
Yeah. But Timberwolves, I mean, I like it. I've always liked Mike Conley. Very underrated.
Good veteran presence. Great clubhouse guy, I imagine.
But the thing with him is, like, we lose a lot of scoring with D'Angelo. We're going to get that back when Cat comes back.
Yeah.
And he's going to Michael Conley's going to maximize Rudy Gobert. They're pick and roll. Yeah. They've been pick and roll partners for a couple of seasons in Utah. Yep. So that scoring we're going to make up pretty easily. And he's not going to take the ball out of Edwards' hands. He's going to get them better shots. We need a playmaker, and we got a pretty good one. And then I'd even at 35, he's a better defender than D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
So if he can just stay healthy, I think we'll be fine. I like the pickup there. Walker, we'll see what he's got, that Alexander Walker.
Has he played any minutes?
I think he averages like 6 points a game, but he played very limited minutes, I think. But and then who for the Lakers? They got that Beasley. A lot of our old players. Right. All of our old players.
Yeah, Beasley, all of our old players.
Vanderbilt.
They got shooters. They needed shooters, and they got shooters, but they haven't been able to shoot.
And a high-energy guy in Vanderbilt. Yeah, so, and then the Jazz, it's more about picks, which I'm shocked they didn't get that 27 pick unprotected. They got a top four, and then it switches to just a second rounder. I thought they got robbed pretty much in this deal. Yeah. Huh. And then Westbrook, I wonder if he's going to get bought out or if he's going to stay. He said, I'm okay with staying, but if he does get bought out, the Heat or the Clippers, I think, should go for him. He's already got the rapport with Paul George because they played together in the Thunder.
Sure.
In Thunder, so I think that'd be a good spot. But all in all, I liked it for the Timberwolves and the Lakers.
Expect both of them to be playoff teams or at least play-in teams.
Well, if with LeBron's foot thing, you wonder if
how long he's got a foot thing now.
Yeah, I guess it's been lingering all season. Well, it's funny how those pop up after certain things. Oh, in the finals, I hurt my hand. Oh, sure.
you just are not a LeBron fan, are you?
I'm not a LeBron. I haven't been a fan since day one. Why is it so wrong to root against Hall of Famers? I don't know.
He's leading the league in scoring at 38 years old.
Yeah, in the easiest scoring league ever. They don't do anything defensively anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's damn impressive. I can honestly say, I'm just not a fan of the guy. I root against him. I don't like to see him succeed. So, yeah. But, hopefully they try to figure it out because they're, losing games like crazy.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of close games, too. I read it. I was surprised by this. Memphis, I think, leads the league in the most close games that they've played this year, which, really would be surprising to me because last year they seemed to beat everybody, even whether or not Ja Morant was on the court or not.
Yeah. Tyus Jones, our former Timberwolf, played great in his absence. Mm-hmm. But Beasley had a good game for the Lakers last night off the bench. It's like they got a nice six man in Beasley. So if they end up putting him in the lineup, who knows?
But it really comes down to, is Anthony Davis and LeBron James healthy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between you making the playoffs and missing.
Which Anthony Davis played horrible. I don't know. He's one I'm not sold on either. Generational talent, but he's fragile. So
yeah, he hardly ever is on the court, it seems.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got anything else on the Wolves?
I like that they cleared a little bit of space. Hopefully, it goes to Nas.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Yeah, I think you said something about the mid-level. We have his birthright, so we could even go over the cap if we want to resign him.
Right. He did a crossover yesterday that nobody his size should be able to do. He crossovered somebody so goddamn bad. It was beautiful, man.
If Zion did that, he'd be out for the season.
Don't be making fun of my Zion. I want to see him succeed bad.
I want to see him back. Nah, I know.
The man scores in the paint with will. It's just beautiful when a guy goes 8 for 10 from all paint shots from 3 feet from the rim. And people are like, what's so impressive about this guy? Well, he gets himself 3 feet from the rim and he almost never misses. That's what's impressive.
That is. And he's going against bigger guys. He's a short guy.
Yeah, he's not tall.
He's a monster.
He's a lot of weight thrown around.
He doesn't give up ground at all. I'm going to move mountains.
He's like Shaq a lot. He's just a little more mobile Shaq. If he could just stay healthy, that would be fun to watch.
Yep. But no, other than that, on the Timberwolves, they played a great game.
I think it was a pretty good trade deadline for him. They got rid of the piece that was worth the most, that was costing them the most, and that they were going to lose anyways. So
yeah,
we'll take that.
You get some seconds
back. And Conley's on a contract that goes through next year too, right?
Yeah, I think only 14 of it's guaranteed. I think it's 22 mil, it's but 14
so we
only
save
guaranteed,
10, 11 which, million.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I think Nick makes about 5, so I don't think save too much, but
yeah.
That Alexander Walker, yeah.
Yep.
But we get some second rounders, which I mean we traded our whole draft capital, so getting some picks back too.
Picks is good. Picks is good.
All right. I think that's a big winner.
I think it is too.
Winners and losers. I thought second round picks was a big winner because if you need to grease the wheels on some of these bad contracts, you don't want to give up a first. I mean, you see some of them are just getting Nets got 3 second round picks to trade Jay Crowder to the Bucks. I mean,
right. I go through some of your biggest winners. Is that the big one? The Nets are obviously.
No, I think the Clippers were the biggest winners. Right. I thought the Nets and I thought the Lakers. I thought the Lakers did a fine job. What was their other pickup?
Clippers got Bones Highland from Denver for 2 second rounders.
Love it. I mentioned him as a trade target for us. I mean, I think he's kind of fell out in there and stuff like that. Ish Smith's been playing better than him. But him going to the Clippers, Tyronn Lue's going to get a lot of play out of him, I think.
They got the best hedger in the game in Mason Plumlee, the guy who comes out on screens.
I love that one, too. I thought the Warriors screwed up trading Wiseman and not for Plumlee. They probably could have traded Wiseman to the Hornets and reunited or put the second and third pick together with Ball and seen what he's got. But
good screen and roll guy, really good.
Yeah, smart player. Guy, good passer. Yeah. I think he's one of the underrated passing bigs in the league.
And then they got Eric Gordon for 3 second rounders and a three way with the Rockets.
No, I thought they got the second rounders. They got 3 second round picks.
Yeah.
To take on Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon. I thought that was a great thing, and they got rid of John Wall and Luke Kennard. Oh, they gave them they gave the Rockets the right to swap their pick with Milwaukee's pick, which that moves them up 11 spots as today.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good move just to move up in the first round for the Houston, because Milwaukee's probably still going to be better at the end of the year. So to move up a few spots, but I thought, geez, getting 3 second round picks with Eric Gordon was great.
Yeah.
But
no, they look pretty good, pretty formidable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Then, you got the Nuggets.
The Bones trade, the Nuggets. Oh. The thing about that, I like that for both teams, just because the Nuggets got 2 second rounders and opened up space for the buyout market.
Okay.
I mean, go ahead and bring in a player. And then the trade with the Lakers, they got that Thomas Bryant, who I've liked a lot. Like, the Lakers got rid of him, traded to the Wizards. He played great before. He was playing pretty good. Like, he just found his footing and then got hurt. And then last year, he was kind of playing back from injury. And then this year, when Anthony Davis was out, he played great. So they needed the backup big. They got a backup big. I mean, I like that for both teams. So.
Okay. Phoenix Suns, obviously, the biggest winner with getting Kevin Durant.
I liked it for
and
both
TJ
teams.
TJ Warren,
again.
Too. Again, I mean, yeah. Explain why Brooklyn won in this one, because I don't think a lot of people are thinking that.
Well, they get all the picks. 4 unprotected and swaps, or and a swap. That's huge. Cam's back. I mean, Cam was playing great before he went down with injury. He's back. He's already got the chemistry with Bridges, which I've always been a Bridges fan. And then here you trade Drake Crowder off for 3 more second round picks. I mean, I don't know how you lose that trade.
They got picks galore.
I mean, yeah, you lose TJ Warren and Kevin Durant.
You lose a superstar, and you don't have one to replace him. But you're hoping one of those picks turns out to be one of those superstars.
Yeah, it turns out, and then I mean, Bridges is a nice defensive star. I don't think he's going to be a scoring monster or anything like that. I mean, he'll get you maybe – I mean, if he gets you 15 to 18 points a game, I think it's a win because he's going to play his butt off defensively.
Do you think Brooklyn has traded themselves out of playoff contention? Because I don't think they did.
With Dinwiddie and –
They have familiarity too, because I think a lot of them have played together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean – I think they could hold a spot in the East. I mean, I think they'll win as a team or lose as a team kind of thing. I don't think anyone's really going to stand out, but it's going to be a team effort.
Well, they made the playoffs with that kind of team in the past before Kevin Durant and Kyrie got there.
Yeah, exactly. But then also on Phoenix side, you get a top 15 player of all time, you know, somewhere in
that
range.
To pair with one of
the
best point guards of all time.
And then you pick up TJ Warren. I mean, he's kind of still coming back from injury. I mean, hasn't really played great this year, but you'll need that extra wing. I heard they're going to get Terrence Ross in the buyout market. You need that extra wing if Kevin Durant's going to take some time off. Maybe ease him in, you know, you don't need to rush him back.
Sure.
So I think it's a pretty good pickup for Phoenix. And then who was the other one?
Dario Saric and a second round pick for Darius Bazley. You said it was a good salary dump. Dario Saric and a second round pick for Darius Bazley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you knock off some of the money that's incoming with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you get. I don't have that on my. Oh, it's on the back page. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah. Yeah. Bazley, I mean, nice young player, nice money save. But yeah, Thunder get another second round pick and an expiring contract. The other one I really liked, I forgot to put this on my loves, is Josh Hart to the Knicks. I mean, high energy guy. Well, him and Brunson both graduated from Villanova, won the championship there. They're back together. It just seems like a Tibbs guy. Works defensively. I have a feeling he's going to be in that lineup. I know
someone's going to play a lot of minutes for Coach Thibodeau. Yeah. You're kidding me.
No, he's going to play. But no, I have a feeling that's going to be a good pickup for them. And the Blazers, for the Blazers part, you get to see what Cam Reddish has got. He didn't play that great last night. I mean, he had, I think, two steals and a block, but couldn't score to save his life. And then they got the lottery protected pick in that for 2023, which they're a playoff team right now. So the Blazers might get a first round pick, or it turns into 4 second rounders. This is where those second rounders come in handy.
Yeah.
I mean, people are just throwing second rounders around like crazy. 2 second rounders. This other one that I liked that I wish they did more was the Celtics. They got the Mike Muscala, good backup big, and they sent Justin Jackson and 2 second rounders. I wish they would have sent Gallo's contract out with a first and got Mike Muscala and that Kendrick Williams, that guy I was telling you about, that we should have traded for. I mean, you get a wing, you get a big, and you get Gallo's contract off, and all it would cost you is a first. I mean, I thought that would have been the deal to go for. Even not even a first. Send the 2 seconds with that Peyton Pritchard. They're both on the market. I thought they could have just done a little bit more. And then we already talked about the Clippers. So.
The Heat were the big loser.
The Lakers that I liked was the Mo Bamba trade for Pat Bev in a second.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a guy that, I mean, can block shots and stretch the floor. That's a player I'd want by LeBron James, you know?
I was listening to Lebatard's show the other day, and all they could talk about was how the Heat failed in not getting Kevin Durant. And then they didn't do much of anything. Although the Heat is another team that plays a lot of really close games because all they do is shoot free throws, and they'll beat you at the free throw line.
They know how to defend.
They do. I mean, they're one of the few teams that do.
Yeah. But I've been big on them trading Jimmy Butler out and rebuilding around Bam and Tyler Hero. So.
Oh, yeah.
I would have liked to seen them maybe do that. They didn't do anything. Might as well restart it. I mean,
that's what I was thinking. But you know that from Jimmy Butler. Pat Riley's in his 80s, man. He ain't restarting shit. He's trying to win one last one.
I can't remember what trade they did have set up, but Pat Riley was sleeping and didn't answer his phone. So they didn't get the approval. I can't remember what trade it was. But they had a trade in place, and yeah, it didn't go through because Patrick Riley, yeah. But yeah,
perhaps, and then, the game has passed him by. That
Warriors trade, I just hate. I mean, you get Gary Payton back, which you could have just re-signed him in the offseason.
Right, and wasn't it almost vetoed anyway because he wasn't healthy?
Yeah, he's out for 2 months, I think, or a month.
Really, but they pushed it through anyways.
Yeah, they pushed it through anyways. I don't know if they changed the pick, like if they got some picks around, but I do like Bay going to the Hawks, but I feel like the Hawks should have done more.
Yeah, I got that in your notes here. They got Garrison Matthews and Bruno Fernando, two guys I've never heard of.
Bruno used to be on their team. They let him go. So, Matthews can hit threes, but that's pretty much all he can do. I mean, yeah, makes room for Bay and cut some money I have on that.
Yeah.
And then the Rockets got Justin Holiday, who is getting bought out, and I heard he wants to go to the Mavs. That's a good pickup for the Mavs. They need wings that can defend, and I figured right when they got Kyrie and who they all traded, I figured Bolick and Josh Green were going to be in the lineup, and that's what they started last night. Those two wings were out there, so to get another wing to spare them some minutes, I think it's a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, they do need some defense too, because
he's low maintenance, he hustles, can hit the three. I mean, he's one that I'm shocked hasn't gone back to the Warriors. It's like I think he won a ring early in his career with the Warriors when they were in it first, and he's just never gone back. I've kind of always wanted him to go back. But. Hmm. The Pelicans got Josh Richards, and Spurs got Graham in 4 second-round picks. Again, second-rounders. But I thought they should have tried for that Jackson Hayes. Here they get rid of their center and go for a point guard. Who figures? But, I mean, Graham will build up his trade value, and they'll send him out for even more. So not a bad pickup for an expiring contract. But, yeah.
And the Trailblazers are a wait and see.
Trailblazers, I mean, it's I like Thybulle going there. He played pretty good. I mean, he hit his shots last night pretty good. I think he shot 50% from the floor and 50% from 3-point. So that's low maintenance. He's going to defend his butt off and just hit a three every once in a while. Yeah. That's all we need you to do.
Right.
So it's a wait and see on the Cam Reddish part, I think. I mean, this guy's been not given a chance. I just read something, Damian Lillard, I mean, ultimate leader, is just like, hopefully he can find a home here and find his niche, you know? Said something nice like that. And it's just like, yeah, you hope. I mean, he has tons of potential. 6'7", 6'8", can looks like a long
body. Oh, I remember he was supposed to be the number one player on that Duke team that included Zion Williamson and
RJ Barrett.
Yeah, and he ended up being the third best, right?
Yeah, third best. And then he went to the Hawks as part of the Luka Doncic trade.
Oh, okay.
When they sent Luka out for Trae Young, Cam Reddish was the other pick. And we can honestly say Luka's and the Mavs won that trade. So
I mean, yeah. I couldn't believe he wasn't the absolute – I had him as the one pick in that draft. Like, oh, yeah. There was no way anybody should have passed on him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy was he was an MVP of a goddamn EuroLeague at, like, 16 years old, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
That should be enough.
Looking like Larry Bird reincarnated. I don't
he's
get been, it.
He's played better than Larry Bird has ever played in his life.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on.
Jeez, calm down. Yeah. You're talking about a guy who won three
of the man? World. He's incredible. They don't call him Luka Magic you, for nothing.
I mean, he hasn't won anything yet, so let's just pump the brakes is what I'm saying.
He had a pretty great 3-point shot in the playoffs in a closeout game. He's got that, which is why, like, I don't know, Nikola
Larry
Jokic.
Bird had a pretty sweet
Larry
Bird had a pretty sweet shot in a 3-point contest with his warmer up with his finger up there because he won it. Didn't even take his warmer off. Yeah, but sure.
Yeah, Larry Legend. He's pretty great. Yeah. But I think Luka's going to end up doing pretty well. I mean, if Kyrie, so if they too. Can make that work, boy, that is two guys who can get their own shot in the fourth quarter who are pretty fantastic.
I liked what Kyrie said with the game they lost. They came down to the final shot and Luka took it. And they asked him at the end of the game and goes, I guess you should have passed to Kai. He's like, yeah. I don't mind Kyrie saying that. You should be taking shots, but, I mean, it is Luka's team still. I mean,
it's hard. It's weird to watch them both on the floor, though. I mean, two ball-dominant guys.
Pick your poison and who we're going to try to stop. I mean,
right. I mean, you can kind of – that's the thing is, like, you can expect Luka to pass more than Kyrie, mm-hmm. which I guess makes him the point guard. I don't really know. Yeah. It's just whoever has the ball in there. I
consider him the point guard, but Kyrie was making plays, too. But, well,
it's just whoever's hot is going to shoot the ball. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other thing with the trade deadline, I'm shocked they didn't make any more moves. I figured I'd see a few more moves from the Mavs. But, you know, yeah, like I said, you had to add that defense, the 3D guys. But I guess they bring that Holiday in the buyout.
Right. Market, buyout. So. Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind seeing them maybe get rid of Tim Hardaway Jr. or something like that. But, mm-hmm.
All right. Well. Yeah. I went to a Lady Gopher game the other day. I had myself a blast. It was a lot of fun. I go to a couple every year. This year, it's hard to go because I work so many amateur hockey games that, my Fridays and Saturdays are usually me working. So I had an opportunity. The Wisconsin Badgers were in town. Big, interstate rivalry. We tied. It was the first time I'd gone to a game and it tied 2-2, but they got I called a goal. It was so, just such a beautiful
moment. You sent me the message.
Yeah. you can see it on our TikTok at Minnesota Foul Play-by-Play. Basically, ice cream shot, Golden Gopher took the shot, bar down, goal, ties the game 2-2. I went crazy. So I checked that out. It was pretty funny. The tie, and then they followed it up with a loss the next day at home to Wisconsin. So they actually fell to fourth in both polls. But I mean, being top four, that's where you want to be. So they should be fine. They've got six teams out of our division who are ranked in the top 20. So yeah, we're pretty good around here at playing hockey. If you don't know, the WCHA leads with six teams in the ranking. So the ESAC or yeah, ECAC has five. But yeah, we didn't get any first place votes, which I'm not really surprised by. The Lady Golden Gophers like to skate with the puck. They are not fond of tape to tape passes. And I wish they would figure that out, but I'd probably end up going to those WCHC finals. They have the finals here. They had them last year. I went to those games last year, and
but you had a blast too, right?
Oh God, it's a great time. I think I appreciate the women's game more and the girls' game more because of the lack of checking. So if you don't know, you're not supposed to check in girls' hockey and women's hockey. It's a penalty. But they still do. I mean, it's a matter of it's a beat 'em to the sport, spot sport. So like if you're standing somewhere and someone runs into you, it's not your fault that they ran into you. Right. Yeah. Like you got to the spot first. So I think I like that aspect of the game better.
My daughter has that with soccer all the time. She's bigger than everybody.
Oh,
she's
I've a brick seen. Wall, yeah.
And people bounce off her and then they blow the whistle on her.
She's seen the Instagram posts of her and I guess her gymnastic friends, and she towers above them like by 2 feet. It's incredible. Are they like the same age?
No, I think they're one grade lower, but still,
holy cow. She's going to make a great wrestler someday.
My boss said it best. She's a freight train that can pivot.
She might be pretty good at basketball if that's the case.
We should probably get her in that, huh?
Right. I mean, right before everybody catches up with her size. Yeah, I'd imagine so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the women's game allows players to kind of, it doesn't allow physicality to be, a dominant factor in the game. So like you can't dump and chase and then, you know, use your size to get the puck in the corners and behind the red line. Whereas in the men's game, if you've got enough size, you can win games with just size and not have speed.
Oh, yeah.
Even in today's game, that's moving faster than ever. Like there will be teams that slow you down and just slow down the game to the point you got less than 20 shots with like a few minutes left on the clock. You're like, what the hell happened? You know, we've hardly had the puck. Well, that's because the puck's been behind the red line going from side to side all day. And you've just been getting hit by the Blues. The Blues like to play this type of fucking hockey, and I hate it. But the Wild used to have to play that way too. When you're not very good, 10-minute warning, you tend to have to play that physical style hockey. We got a nice little mix though, the Wild do. We got ourselves a tie yesterday. Ties, they're all right in hockey. We'll take them. You know, they kind of suck in soccer, but they're all right in hockey. We lost in a shootout. We usually do really well in shootouts. Yesterday we just ran into a team that was just a little better at putting the puck behind our goalie. Both goalies played it incredible in regulation and overtime. God, 3-on-3 overtime is so great. I also found out that they play 3-on-3 overtime in women's hockey, which was fantastic. Just back and forth hockey. Yeah. Just good stuff. But, you know, with 10 minutes left and it being Tuesday, you know what that means, folks? That means tomorrow's Wrestling Wednesday!
Woo!
All right. Here's your AEW Dynamite preview for tomorrow. In Laredo, Texas, MJF is contractually obligated to appear, and I love that they put that on the posters. It's the only reason why he's there is because he's contractually obligated to say something. Wardlow's going to say something. He returned last week to everyone's surprise. It looks like he's going to challenge Samoa Joe for the TNT Championship. He's going to talk to Jim Ross, and Brian Cage is going to take on Jungle Boy Jack Perry. That should be fun because he's got about 200 pounds on Jungle Boy Jack Perry. I do have Jack Perry winning that match, surprisingly.
Really?
And I think everybody really does, frankly.
David versus Goliath.
Right, but I just they're going to find a way because, you know, Jack, the small guy beating the big guy always goes over, you know, always. Mm-hmm. I think this might be the best match in the whole card is Toni Storm versus Ruby Soho and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Dr. Britt Baker got hurt last week. But she's back to take on Toni Storm and Ruby Soho in a winner-take-all match. And I imagine that the winner would end up having a chance to get the women's title. And I see
number one
being,
contender match, yeah, kind of.
I think it's going to end up being Toni Storm. I'm kind of surprised she's still not champ, but
yeah,
she's a good adversary. I do like what's happening in the women's division in AEW with the old guard kind of, you know, taking shots or receiving shots from the new guard, being Toni Storm and Saraya. And I think that's actually creating a lot of intrigue in the women's division. Although I didn't need much more intrigue in the women's division. Just give me more women's matches, AEW. Come on, Tony. Yeah. Let's go. This is the only women's match on the whole goddamn card. It's ridiculous, you know. Yeah. Get me some more Willow Nightingale. I want to, you know, dance to her goddamn entrance music. It's fucking fantastic. All right. So Toni Storm definitely going to win that match. I got a feeling. Mm-hmm. Just got a feeling. Unless, God, wouldn't this be interesting? Dr. Britt Baker walks away with the win and then has to challenge her friend, best friend, Jamie Hayter, for the championship.
Yeah.
That would be a pretty good storyline.
That's how friendships end.
Well, that's the thing, is they're bonded by being originals in AEW, right? Mm-hmm. And Ruby Soho is not an original, but she doesn't want to join Toni Storm and Saraya. So she's kind of in the middle. So now we're probably going to see Ruby Soho choose a side, regardless of what happens in this match. So that should be fun. That's why I think it'll be the most intriguing match of the night. Except we do have freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy and the Acclaimed, who you know everyone loves, and Daddy Ass. Scissor me, Daddy Ass. Against Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Satnam Singh, the 7'3" giant who just dwarfs everyone he stands next to. This only can go one way. The only way I see Orange Cassidy, the Acclaimed, and Daddy Ass losing this match is if the Guns get involved to screw them over. Which I'm not ruling out, because the Guns are really good at that. They are your tag team championship champions, because they're great at screwing over the competition. But can't wait for that trilogy to get one more chance at the Guns. This Daddy Ass Guns narrative is fantastic. I mean, him ditching his own sons to join the Acclaimed. God, that was a great day. That was a great day in the history of wrestling. That's going to be remembered forever. And I mean, scissor me, Daddy. The creation of the single greatest chant in the history of wrestling chants. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be scissoring after the end of that. And I want to see Orange Cassidy give the people what they want and scissor with the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass.
Oh,
God, that's going to be such a... This is a great card, folks. We also have Hangman Adam Page taking on Kip Sabian. That should be fun. I mean, both of them are really good wrestlers. Hangman and Page ought to win that. But, I mean, hey, Penelope Ford's going to be ringside. You know that. So that's going to make every man happy in the world. Mark Briscoe versus Josh Woods. Mark Briscoe returns after his debut in AEW following the tragic death of his brother in a car accident. So he'll take on Josh Woods. I expect Briscoe to win. I mean, he gets over so good. He's a great character. He brings something to AEW that was lacking. He portrays himself as a true redneck, and it comes off pretty great. So I'd like to see that his character kind of develop more in AEW, and this would be a great opportunity for him to do that. And then I don't know if this is the main event or not. They'd like to screw me over with the card. You know, I look on Instagram and it's usually, you know, the big matches at the top all alone, and it's like, oh, that's going to be the main event, but that's not necessarily so. I think the main event might end up being Toni Storm, Ruby Soho, and Dr. Britt Baker, just because of what will happen after the match. Same could be said for Orange Cassidy, the Acclaimed, Daddy Ass versus Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, and Satnam Singh. There's somebody missing from that match. There should be a third one, a fourth player. I'll have to look to see who that is, because it's 4-on-4 and I only got three. But you know, that's exactly how I feel
about it. Wasn't Jeff Jarrett in that
right?
One?
Yeah, the greatest strut in the business. He really does too. It's fantastic. So we'll also get to see that on Wednesday. Gosh, it's going to be a good show. John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli. You like Claudio versus Roosh and Preston Vance. Now I don't see that as a main event match. It was just at the top of the card. I fully expect Moxley and Castagnoli to absolutely dominate. But you'll end up seeing Roosh probably hit John Moxley specifically with the extension cord and then choke him out a little bit with that extension cord. It's always nice to see Preston Vance get his because he
and then the scissoring
he was mean to a little kid. He was so mean to Negative One. Negative One's favorite wrestler. And he totally disrespected him. Although the kid is like 10. So, I mean, that's what we do to 10-year-olds.
He had it coming.
He kind of did. Everything. Well, that's the thing. He did lose his dad. So that's rough. But yeah, could be a good show in Laredo, Texas. That match, John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli versus Roosh and Preston Vance. Of course, they're in Texas. Tornado tag match. So yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be Havoc ringside.
Oh yeah, it's always Havoc when they have those matches. And yes, great audiences in Texas, as you can imagine. They're fantastic. So a lot of stuff happening for Texans. The Mavericks are freaking all of a sudden, you know, god, are they the best team in the conference now?
No, the Nuggets still got it.
The Nuggets,
yeah.
Yeah, but the Nuggets don't have a history of winning conference finals. That's the one thing that.
But we're only one game behind the Mavs after winning that.
Really?
So I think we're in the 8th seed, but we could hop all the way up to the 4th seed.
Right. It's just there's like 6 or 7 teams that are competing for it's 4 or 5 spots. Wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then okay, so now that Brooklyn isn't the top of the East.
No, that's the Boston Celtics.
Oh yeah, Boston. Yeah. They didn't really need to do anything to get better.
I wish they would have got that Kendrick Williams, but what they did was great. They needed another big. Mike Muscala will play great for him. Can go all the way out to the three-point line. I mean, something they don't have. I mean, I guess they do with Grant Williams if they want to go small, but.
All right, folks, that's our show. I'd like to thank my favorite cousin Joel and NBA 2K expert for joining us and giving us this knowledge on the NBA trade deadline. Yeah. You can follow us on YouTube at Minnesota Foul Play by Play, also on TikTok at Minnesota Foul Play by Play. You can catch all of our stuff at foulplayByPlay.com or at gogonzo.substack.com. That's where you can find our podcasts, also on Spotify and iTunes. Thank you for joining us. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy Wrestling Wednesday.
Yep. Later, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
Bye.